Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Storytime with G Money. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So everybody should be able to pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your city? Well, in Las Vegas, it's 108 degrees. That's right, it's hot. It's been hot all summer because it's in the desert in Nevada, and it's hot in the desert during the summertime. So Las Vegas would be a perfect place for you to plan your summertime, your vacation, to come to Vegas to enjoy the activities in the adult playground. That's right. Las Vegas is playground for adults. But unfortunately, the virus is here, and we have limited activities. All of the live entertainment in the casinos have been shut down. So there's nothing going on in Las Vegas except gambling and drinking. And that's all the activities that is alive in Vegas right now. So, I want you to sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, get a beer or a glass of wine, give the kids a soda and some popcorn, and sit back and listen to my radio show. Because Story Time with G Money is now in full effect. Since we know the weather is hot, and everybody's outside in shorts and T-shirts. They're walking around looking like they're looking for something to do. It's a beautiful day in Las Vegas. It's a beautiful day in Nevada. And I'm G Money, and I'm bringing you live entertainment on the radio. So sit back and enjoy today's radio show. Well, I have a friend in the studio with me. He's been entertaining me for the last, 4 or 5 weeks because he usually works in the casino. He's a comedian, and he works in the casino doing live comedy on stage in the casino. But since the virus has hit town, he hasn't been performing. They haven't had any live entertainment in the casino. So all of the live entertainment has gone elsewhere to perform. But he's been spending time with me in the recording studio for the radio show. So ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for G Money, the pimp comic. What's up, G? Thank you for having me on your radio show today. It's always a blast. It's always a good time when I'm in your studio on your radio show. Hello, people in radio land. Are you excited about G Money's radio show? It's a bunch of fun, and we sit here every day and have a lot of laughs and jokes on the radio. Well, I got a short story for you that I think you'll enjoy. And it goes something like this. There were two pilots, a pilot and a co-pilot, that went to the airport, and they were loading on the airplane, and they walked in through the passenger loading door, and they were saying hello and how are you to all of the waitresses, to all the flight attendants, and the stewardess on the airplane as they walked through the airplane to the pilot's cabin. And they went in and sat down in the cockpit and strapped themselves in the seats for the pilot and the co-pilot. And the pilot pulled out the key and stuck it in the ignition and started the airplane. And then the pilot and the co-pilot went through the pre-flight checklist. And after they did that, then the pilot turned on the intercom and picked up the microphone and said, "Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Delta Airlines, flight 221 from Los Angeles to New York. It'll be a 6-hour flight. We will be flying 25,000 feet above the ground, and we will be cruising at 2,200 miles an hour. The weather report seems to say that we will have crystal clear air and it will be no interruptions, no bad weather all the way to New York." So there are two movies that are showing in the cabinet. The first movie is Forrest Gump, starring Tom Hanks. And the second featured film is New Jack City, starring Wesley Snipes. We want you to enjoy the flight. And when the stewardess is, when we get to 25,000 feet, the stewardess will turn the lights on so that you can walk around in the cabin during the flight. And the pilot put the microphone to the intercom down on the control panel, but he didn't turn the intercom off. And he started talking to the co-pilot. He said, "Well, when we get to 25,000 feet, I'm going to go in the back and I'm going to get that sexy stewardess that's working in the back of the airplane, in the in the coach second section of the plane. And I'm going to bring her up to the captain's lounge, and I'm going to wear that butt out. I'm going to rock her world. And I'm going to take her and make her a member of the Mile High Club. But first, I got to go to the toilet and take a shit because I had this burrito, and it's running through me. So once we get to 25,000 feet, I want you to take over. I'm going to put the plane on automatic pilot, and I want you to control. You watch the dashboard, and you make sure you control the plane. If there's any adjustments that need to be made, you handle that. And the co-pilot said, sure, I'll take care of it. It's okay. You can leave it in my hands. I'll handle everything. You go and have a good time. And you take your time. Don't rush back, because I have everything under control. And the pilot got up and went to the toilet. Well, the flight attendant in the back of the airplane in the coach section heard that the flight, that the pilot hadn't turned the intercom off. And so she started walking real fast to the front of the airplane to go tell the pilot that they hadn't turned off the intercom and that everybody in the airplane could hear their conversation. So she ran to the front of the plane, and she got to the first class section, and an old lady called her. She said, stewardess. And the stewardess stopped and looked at her and smiled and said, yes, ma'am, can I help you? And the lady said, take your time, sweetheart. You got time. He had to take a shit, so he's not ready for you right now anyway. You're going to make it to the Mile High Club, because it's a six-hour flight. So everything will work out. You just take your time, girl. And she winked at her and gave her a big smile. And the flight attendant just turned and walked slowly to the pilot's cabinet. Yeah, I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right, DJ Papa D, how about playing a song for us? Let's play I'm G Money for the listening audience. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
So I pull around the corner and I find a parking spot. And I park my 65 on the street between these other two cars. And I get out, I lock my car, I turn my lights off, and I start walking around the corner. Well, when I come around the corner, all of a sudden I see all these Mexicans walking behind me, and they all got guns. And I'm wondering, what the hell have they got all them guns for? I mean, they got shotguns. They got 12 gauges. They got 9 millimeters. They got 38s and 22s. And I'm wondering, what the hell did they get all these guns for? And I'm walking in front of them, and they're walking down the street with all these guns in their hands, and all of a sudden they start blasting.
We were doing a fundraiser at the Playboy Club in South Las Vegas on the Strip. They had Eddie Murphy, Snoop Dogg, Cat Williams, and then I close the show. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp coming. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. And I walked around and I saw Eddie Murphy. He was sitting with about 10 or 15 playmates. Come on now. And I heard him say to the
girls, he was a playboy. And I said, I know I didn't hear you say you were a playboy. Come on now. Ain't nobody heard about no women chasing you down after you leave the TV set, the movie set. Come on now. Ain't nobody run you down after you did a stand-up comedy routine in the comedy club. Come on now. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The best guy. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. I walked by Snoop Dogg and I heard him say he was a pimp. And I walked up and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you're a pimp. You're married and you got four kids. And your wife would kick your butt if she found you messing around with all these playmates. Come on now. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The best guy. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. And I ran into Cat Williams, and he had about 10 or 15 playmates, and I heard him say he was a pimp. And I walked up and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you're a pimp. You're too short to be a pimp. They got women that have breasts bigger than ears. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp guy. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. So I told them if they wanted to be with a real playboy, they need to check me out. I'm G Money. Come on now. You want to see with a real pimp? You want to be with a real pimp? You need to come with me. I'm G Money. Pimp out. I'm 6'1". 220 pounds a man. They can get their groove on with me, baby. I can take you there. Oh, yeah, I can do it like that. And when I walked out with five playmates. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp got me. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. You wanna see with a real pimp? You wanna be with a real pimp? You need to come with me. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp got me. I sound good. I look good. I'm 6'1". Come on now. 220 pounds a man. They can get their groove on with me, baby. Oh, yeah, I can do it like that. You need to check me out. You know, you need to come with G Money if I can take you there. And I'm the playboy extraordinaire. I can put it down, girl. And I'm like, I know they're not shooting at me, so I hit the ground. And they're shooting, and they're shooting. And I'm on the ground under a car, and I'm crawling down the street under the car. And I look out, and I see a bunch of white boys coming down the street the other way. And they got shotguns. They got 12 gauges. They got 9 millimeters. They're just blasting. Blam, 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 and they're shooting back at the Mexicans, and they're shooting at each other, and they're blasting, and I'm in the middle of the shootout, and I'm on the street, on the ground, and I'm under the cars, and I'm like, oh, my God, what do I do? I'm not trying to get shot. I ain't in no gang. I'm just trying to get to the party. And I'm standing out there, and I'm under the car, and I'm crawling under the car. But I notice that they're on one side of the street. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G-Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs, the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. Sarah High School in Gardena, California is doing a fundraiser, and they're having a golf tournament as their fundraiser to raise money for the tuition for some of the kids that go to Sarah High School. So look on the internet and look up Unipero Sarah High School so that you can participate.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
You know, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Storytime with G-Money. Well, it's an interesting day. It's beautiful weather here in Las Vegas, and I'm hosting Storytime with G-Money. Well, I guess it's time for us to tell you a story. So, DJ Papa D, do you have a story all keyed up for us to listen to today? We're ready for the story, and then you can play another one of my songs when we finish the story. So, we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. I'm just going to tell you a story about when I was a DJ at the Ramada Inn in Carson, California. Yep, that was the nightclub that I DJed at for about 25 years. I would DJ at night, and during the daytime, I would teach school. And then I'd get out of school, and I'd go coach the teams at the school, because I was the coach. And then I'd go to grad school at night to get my teaching credential. And then I'd leave grad school, and I would go to the club to DJ. So it was Friday night, and I came to the nightclub, and I was eating happy hour. And you would eat that with the drinks that you would get. So I'd come in and I'd
and I'd grade all my papers. And I was teaching six subjects. So I had six subjects worth of papers I had to grade, and I had to grade the homework that I assigned. So I was sitting at the table, and I would be doing my work. Well, about 9 o'clock would be time for the DJs to start playing the music. And I was the first DJ up. I played from 9 o'clock till 11 o'clock. And I was DJ G Money on the ones and twos and on the wheels of steel. And I would get up and I would go into the DJ booth and I would bring my crate of records out of the back of my car. So I would take an album off and I'd put it on one of the turntables and I'd put another album on the other turntable and I would set the needle to start playing the song and then I would put my headphones on and I would check the needle on the other record, and I would get that song ready, and then I'd start playing the music. I'd play one song, and when the song was about to go off, I would hit the mixer, and it would switch from one turntable to the other turntable, and the other music would start playing. And I DJed the first 2 hours, and then I would introduce DJ Greg Minor and DJ Spanky. They would come on and DJ from 11 to 1 o'clock in the morning. And then DJ Marky D would come in and DJ from 1 to 2 o'clock in the morning. So that's how our DJ system was set up. And at 12 o'clock, we would hold a raffle. So we would have everybody put in $1 and buy a raffle ticket to win a bottle of alcohol. We had a fifth of alcohol that was donated by the club for everybody's benefit. And if you won the raffle, you got to drink a fifth of alcohol. And you could share it with whoever you wanted to share it with, and it would be a benefit to whoever won. Well, the way that we did the raffle, we always won. We had everybody pitching in $1, buying, paying for the raffle ticket, but we always picked one of the DJs to win the raffle, and we would win the bottle, and we would send the waitresses to the bar, and she would bring us like 6 or 7 glasses, and we would pop the bottle, and we would pour shots. And we would drink up the whole fifth, and we would collect the money from the tickets. So we had a little hustle going on, and that's how we ran the club. We were the DJs, and we were in charge of everything going on. So that's how we did it. I was telling you that I was DJing at the nightclub at the Ramada Inn in Carson, California. And at the end of the night, we would load up our records, and I would put my albums in the back of my car, and we would leave the nightclub, and we would go across the street to Denny's restaurant, and everybody would meet there, because they had set up a buffet. So we would go there to eat the buffet. And we would get an individual serving plate, and we would fix our plate. We had chicken fingers, and we had french fries, and we had meatballs, and we had mini sausages. So we would fill up our plate and get a drink, and we would take it back to the back of the restaurant because we wanted to eat by ourselves. We didn't want everybody bothering us while we were eating. And, of course, we had a couple of girls that would come with us. And so we would entertain them while we were eating. Well, after we would finish eating, then everybody would leave. And I walked up to the front of the restaurant with my cup to get me a refill on my soda. And when I went to the front, I saw that they still had food on the buffet. And it wasn't a lot of food, but it was enough for one person. So I said, oh, I'm going to eat this food. And I walked all the way back to the back of the restaurant, and I put my refill soda down on my table where I was sitting, and I got my plate, and I walked back up to the front, and I was talking to everybody on the way up. And I was saying, yeah, that food is good, huh? Yeah, I'm going to get me some more of that food. Yeah, they got a little for me, just enough for one more plate, and I'm going to get seconds. And I walked up there, and they had thrown the food out because they had some new waitresses that came on. They were working the graveyard shift, and they came on, and they were cleaning the place up. So I got up there, and they didn't have any more food. So I left my plate up there, and I went back to drink my soda. And I got back to my soda and to my table, and there was a waitress cleaning off my table, and she had poured my soda out. I was mad. I was like, man, I didn't get no extra food. And I didn't even get to drink my refill of my soda. Oh, man, I was disappointed. I was really disappointed. So I just got my coat, and I put my coat on, and I walked out the back door and got in my car and went home. And I was mad. But, you know, sometimes it's like that. You can't always get sessions.
I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I went to Catholic school, and I was a schoolboy. I did good in school and made the honor roll. I played football, basketball, baseball, and ran track, and I never did have to watch my back. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I was born and raised in South Central LA, where the Crips were born and the gangsters came to play. I got a pass.
What's up, G-Dog?
From the Crips in my hood. They knew I was an athlete, and they knew I was good. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I played baseball with Daryl Strawberry and Eric Davis at St. Andrew's Park. But don't get me twisted. I don't bow down. But don't get me twisted. And I don't cry. If you come to me with some stupid shit, you're gonna go home with a fat lip
and a black eye. I don't gang bang. I play ball. I don't gang bang. I play ball. I went to college on a baseball scholarship, and I could have went pro, but I got hit with a hanging curveball, and that's how it goes. So now I'm in Vegas, a comedian on the strip, writing jokes and songs, because that's my gift. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I grew up in South Central LA, but you had to be tough to go outside and play. But now I'm G-Money, the Pimp Thomas. And if you don't know, you better ask somebody, and they'll tell you it's so. Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. I'm running for president in 2020. I'm running against President Donald Trump. I got to sit him down, and I got to take over the nation. You know, I got to put things in proper order, make things right on the good foot. That's right. So, vote for G Money in 2020. Tell all your friends. And send all your money to G Money. Help me out with my campaign. Buy G Money gear to support G Money. Because I'm running for president in 2020.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Storytime with G Money. Well, I have a joke for you, real quick one. There was a man that came home and caught his wife in bed with another man. And he walked in and he said, "Hey, what the hell's going on in here?" And his wife looked at the other man and said, "See, I told you my husband was stupid." That's the G Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right, DJ Papa D, take us to a commercial break. or play another one of my songs, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
Before I left, I went to visit them in Cerritos. And I was walking around with the girls, and people were looking at us real funny and stuff. And it was great. We had a good time. And when I got ready to come home, I got in my car, was driving on the freeway, and I noticed my hood on my car started changing colors. And it went from being a beautiful gold color to start turning brown. And then it turned black. And then it turned gray. And I was like, hey, what's going on? So I pulled over on the side of the freeway. And I popped my hood. And the whole car caught fire. And my whole motor just started burning. From San Francisco. And I went down the street, and these girls were smiling at me, waving at me.
It's a candy.
And I went back to my buddy's house, and I said, hi. And I said, hi. Man, I was walking down the street, and there was some girls waving at me. It says, oh, one girl waving at you. And I said, what? Are you serious? And we walked out of the house and walked down Polk Street. And I saw these group of girls. And they looked at us and started waving at us, saying, hey, come here. And my buddy's like, nope. We're not going over there. And I'm like, why not? Those girls are calling.
It's a candy.
So he said, nope, they're not all girls. And I looked, and I said, they all got dresses on. And he said, that doesn't mean nothing. We're on Polk Street.
It's a candy.
Polk Street don't have girls on Polk Street. And I looked. And I said, what do you mean? They all got dresses on. He said, well, let's go over there and look.
It's a candy.
And he said, look at their neck. And I said, look at their neck. What do you mean? And I looked, and they said, the ones with the knot in their neck are not women.
It's a candy.
And I said, what? Are you serious? And I said, but they got dresses on. And I said, oh, my God. And I was, like, checking them out.
It's a candy.
And these girls were smiling at me. And I said, what? Are you serious? And these girls waving at me, smiling at me.
It's a candy.
And these girls waving at me, smiling at me. And girls would be waving at me, waving at me, smiling at me. And these girls waving at me, smiling at me. And girls would be waving at me, waving at me, smiling at me. I was like, oh, that's how you tell a man from a woman. Except you can go up there and grab them in their nuts. And if you get a handful of dicks, you know it's a man, but you might be shocked. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl. And I had a girlfriend that used to smoke crack, and she used to get high with me, and we lived together for like 3 years, off and on, in apartments, all of that. But I had to constantly give her some crack cocaine to keep her happy. And I got to the point where I said, hey, baby, I can't give you no more crack because I ain't got no more money to spend on crack. And I think she just got tired of me not buying the drugs for her. And I left one day to go do something on the street, and I came back and she was gone. And I was like, wow, she just really left like that. Didn't tell me bye or leave me a note or nothing. She just packed up all of her clothes, took all of my DVDs and my CDs, and she left. My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. I'm Gregory Gerard, G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show, and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366, and you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start. Next year is going to be a big year for us. We're going to have a lot of things. I got money coming from Washington, D.C. to help the homeless in Las Vegas. We're going to be housing homeless people and housing kids and paying for restaurants to cook food for the homeless. Yeah, when I take over as president, that's how it's going to be. So support G Money. I'm putting it down. And I'm taking over the country and setting everything right.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Trump, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world. Well, I hope you're enjoying today's radio show because we have a lot of activities scheduled. And I want to introduce another one of my songs. So sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, and listen as we play another song for your listening pleasure. DJ Papa D, play the song. And we'll be back for another song before we shut it down.
Put it down, girl. Come on now.
All right. GG Money. Yep. That's my favorite tune. The last song on the album. Now, it's time for us to play Big Bank Take Little Bank. Number two. He was 6'9", and he was broke all the time. He was 6'9". He was my buddy, but he was broke all the time. DJ Papa D, play that song for him. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
Got a big mouth, so he talks crazy all the time. He's like a comedian, except he ain't got no humor.
Big bang, take metal bang.
think he got a little dick.
Yep, big butt take little butt. Yep, that's a good hit. That should be number one on the charts for the month of July. So, I think the clock on the wall says that's all. So it's time for me to shut it down. I got to give up the air chair because I got somewhere to go. I got places to be and people to see, if you know what I mean. That's me, for sure. Don't you know? It's all day for sure. All right. Well, I want to thank my brothers, DJ Big Nasty, for promoting the show on social media. And I want to thank DJ Papa D for being my studio engineer and for playing all the music hits and the comedy shorts and playing my story for your listening pleasure. Well, I want to say I'll see you on what's today? Is today Tuesday? Oh, my God. I thought it was Thursday. Okay. I'll see you on Thursday. So have a good day off tomorrow. And make sure you cover up. You wear your mask when you go outside. And make sure you stay social distancing 6 feet away from the person next to you. And make sure you don't get into any crowds with any more people than 10 or 12 people at a time. So stay safe and wash your hands. Don't go around spreading the disease. Wash your hands and wear your mask. All right. Well, I'm out of here. I'll see you again on Thursday. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm out of here. Good night. See you on Thursday. Peace.
Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot, and we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
G-Money, the Pimp Comic, presents 16 bars. Write 16 bars on the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. And the winner will win a prize. So if you think you have skills, then you need to go to storytimewithgmoney.com and you need to download the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. and record 16 bars of your best lyrics and then send it to me. 16 bars. Storytimewithgmoney.com.
Come on now.
G-Money presents the dozen. I want you to send me some jokes. Send us some of your best crumbs or your best jokes or your best bags talking about G-Money. And it's all right. I have tough skin. I won't get offended. Now, you don't have to say G-Money ain't got no hoes, because if you think you're funny, I'm going to roast your butt. G-Money presents the dozen. Send me some jokes talking about G-Money.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.